What was your reaction when you heard that the BLM had approved the Bull Mountain project?
After a decade of analysis, I think it was relief that the project is going to come to fruition and that, you know, the countless years and the capital investment that's been made by our member companies isn't going to be for naught. They're going to get their project approved, and we're excited about that.
And as you mentioned, it was over 10 years that this has been talked about, and there were, over that time, thousands of comments against the proposal and on various websites, as well as some in favor of the project. Do you feel like the public was adequately informed and consulted during this process? And do you believe that their concerns were addressed?
Well, I think it's fundamentally important to take a step back and look at the fact that the development of those leases was really approved way back when the forest plan and the BLM resource management plan was approved. That's what allowed this area to be leased in the first place. The Bull Mountain EIS, the environmental impact statement, was more a project about how to do it in an environmentally sensitive way to mitigate environmental impacts and to assess what those are. So through the forest plan and the BLM's resource management plan, those are some of the most robust public input processes in our country, and these leases underwent both of those to be available in the first place. But the environmental impact statement for the Bull Mountain project is probably one of the longest we've ever seen, one of the most in-depth in terms of its breadth of time, something that we found staggering in terms of the input that it did collect through the years.
Do you think that the approval of the Bull Mountain project will open the door for more oil and gas development in the North Fork Valley?
I reject the metaphor of open the door for more oil and gas development, because the North Fork Valley and the Southern Piance Basin have been host to energy exploration for the better part of a century. Natural gas resources were well known at the time that the coal mines were being developed, and we've had exploration ever since that time. And so we think this is just the next chapter in a long history of oil and gas production throughout the Piance Basin, including the southern flank of the basin there in the North Fork Valley.